It is time to bring in none other than the mic man, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. You know, we could call your show Mic'd Up. Remember when the other Mike had Mic'd Up?
Ouch.
I know, one of your favorite guys.
Yeah. The pontificator of baloney.
All right, speaking about baloney, let's get on to all these stories about Odell Beckham. And
it's going to happen.
You know, I said to myself, when here's when I said it's going to happen. When John Mara comes out and says, no one's really untouchable, but we'll listen to anybody who makes an offer.
Mm-hmm.
That's like somebody saying in baseball, I have full confidence in the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then the manager's gone.
Yep. Oh, that's what I said yesterday. That's exactly what I said yesterday. If we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it, but if the right offer does come, Beckham's gone. And you can't blame the Giants for it, because, like I said yesterday, in the long run, they'll be a better team without him from the draft picks they accrue if they draft the right people. So there's a big opportunity here. I mean, let's face it. What are the Giants' first need going to be? It's going to be a quarterback. They're going to need a quarterback. So if they can address that and get themselves some quality players in pivotal positions, they'll be good for a long time. You can't pass it up. Odell Beckham is not going to make the Giants a Super Bowl contender for the next 5 years. The possible people that the Giants can draft will.
I'm a big OB. I'm a big Odell fan, but the crossing point with me is if it's true that he's demanding to renegotiate his contract, I'm done with
that's what they're saying. He's not going to go to camp. He's not going to do anything unless he has an extension.
I'm done with athletes. Any athlete.
Exactly.
Who signs a contract
and doesn't honor it
and then wants to renegotiate it.
Yep, you signed the contract. You were happy when you signed it. Now halfway through it, you're sour about it. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have signed one for so long.
Yeah. So that just strikes a nerve on me that I just.
Oh, I agree 100%. These guys, all of these big guys, they sign these contracts. Oh, I just signed 10 years for $900 million. I'm so happy. And then 4 years into it, oh, I want more. Well, then you shouldn't have signed a 10-year deal. You can't have everything.
All right. The NFL owners, they revamped the catch rule, but it's still they just couldn't say if you catch the ball and you take a step, it's a catch. They just couldn't say something simple like that.
The NFL, I think the Giants GM's taken lines from the NFL rule book, because when they questioned him about Beckham, he's dancing. He dances all around it without giving you the answer. And the NFL make their rule changes. They change it, but they dance all around it, but it's still not giving you a definitive explanation of what the rule is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the only thing they took away is that you have to go to the ground in possession. They took that away. But still, they've left it too much. And I'm not going to blame this on the officials. They left it up too much to the officials' discretion on this. It's a big mistake. You just say, if you get the ball in your hands and you take a step, guess what?
It used to be two steps.
Yeah, but I'll take even a step. I don't care. Set it at two steps. You get the ball in your hand and you take two steps, guess what? It's a catch.
Make it concrete.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with football and other sports, but more so in football, is they're becoming too dependent on the replay.
Yeah,
they're becoming way dependent on the replay. For years and years and years, football has got along without this technology. Do you need it for certain things? Yes. If the guy's in or out of bounds, I believe that. If it is a fumble, I believe that. But when you start slicing the pie this thin, the game isn't a game anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that the NFL needs to become much more definitive in their rules, and they need to restrict the use for replay much, much more.
All right. Enough of football. So
yeah, please.
Are we getting? I know we have to go through the Final Four and stuff like that, but
no, we got time for that. Today's only Wednesday.
Yeah, but
they don't play till Saturday.
But baseball is right around the corner.
Yeah, baseball's around the corner. The Dodgers are wishing it wasn't. They had their last preseason game, which was at home last night. Called. Never heard of this one before. Sewage leak onto the field. And a smelly sewage leak onto the field. Maybe that's an omen for the Dodgers this year. When you say the Dodgers stink now, you really mean it.
A sewage leak onto the field.
A sewage leak onto the field. That's pretty good, huh?
Well.
Imagine that, all those the hoity-toities of Tinseltown sitting in the front row that don't know a ball from a strike or up from a down, and all of a sudden there's a foul aroma at your feet.
They'll say, what are all those candy bars doing out of the field?
Yeah, where the baby roots? What are free? Is it baby root night?
That's my favorite scene from
Caddyshack, right?
Caddyshack, Bill Murray. That's the first thing I thought about when you told this story is somebody going out there with one of the players going out there with a candy bar.
Uh-huh.
And putting it on the ground and going out there and knowing what it was and picking it up and going,
Yeah, I think that the smell, I think this one was for real.
Okay. All right, anything else?
No, just looking forward till tomorrow. Looking forward to baseball.
Absolutely. Even though we can have colder weather, we know that, you know,
hottest weather stinks.
But once baseball starts, we know we've made it to the next segment and we're all right.
Let me tell you something. I went to my team's practice yesterday, and it was only an hour and a half. When I came home, I had to pump the heat up and put a blanket on to try to get the chill out of me. It was disgusting. It was 37 degrees when I got in my car after practice yesterday. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But that's what they're doing, so we'll see what happens. But looking forward to it tomorrow. We got a lot of big stories locally to follow going into this season with both teams. We got other stories on other teams, see how they perform. So it's going to be interesting. And baseball, you know, it's not like football where after five games you got to throw out the life raft. There's a 162-game schedule, and like I say every year, you're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60. It's the other 40 that's going to make or break you.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, Mike.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Gossie with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Of course, if you miss the sports and you want to hear it, it's online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Sports with Mike Gossie.